call vegetables, we call fruit, we call anything you can find at your farmer's market. Cheryl Weiser from Cascade Fresh tells us what's fresh in the markets and how to choose it, and then what to do with it. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
This week, a fruit that you are passionate about. Peaches.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are passionate about peaches. I call them the relationship fruit.
Why do you love them so much, Cheryl Weiser?
I think that peaches are really worth the time. They taste like summer. And so they really are this essential sort of, you bite into a peach and it's juicy and it's ripe and you revel in it.
There are different kinds of peaches. Are they all coming in fresh right now, or are it just some of them?
No, we've had peaches on the stalls for a while, so we've been talking about so many other fruits and vegetables. We're getting to them this week. But I think that right now they're really at sort of hitting the peak of the season.
You know, I always think the difference is white peaches or yellow peaches, but you were telling us freestone or clingstone is an important difference, too.
Sure. I think a lot of the peaches that you do see at the farmer's market are freestone, but the difference is that a freestone will just kind of come out of the peach easier. Clingstone means the stone will actually cling to the peach. So if you're cooking, it's better to have a freestone peach. They're just easier to cook with.
And I wanted to talk about how to pick out a peach. We try to tell people how to do that. And you were pretty explicit about this. You said it's okay to pick it up and hold it, but do not squeeze the peach.
Don't squeeze the peach because they're incredibly sensitive. And, the skin is very close to the surface of the peach. So when it's kind of a step-by-step process. So you want to pick up a peach very gently. And if it's noticeably heavy for its size and it's packed with a lot of juice. And so you want to pick it up. And I think the next thing that's really key is you really want to trust your nose and you want to trust your fingers. So this is kind of the step process. And I'm going to back up just quickly. And you really want to think about what you want to do with your peaches before you buy them. So if it's something you want to eat right away, then you're going to go for a peach that really makes your mouth water and it has that really lovely peach smell, and it's fairly it's ripe, it's probably about a day away. Mm-hmm. If you want something 2 to 3 days away that you can have, then it has that lovely peach smell, but it's a little fainter and it's a little bit harder. And so that's an important thing to do.
Now, when I see peaches and there's a little bruise on them, a little dark spot, I always think, oh, I don't want that peach. Is that really a peach to avoid?
No, it's not necessarily, because with peaches and other stone fruits, like cherries and nectarines, that's a sugar spot. So a sugar spot is a concentrated area of sweetness. So, if you see some small, we'll call them discolorations in quotation marks around a peach, that's okay. You want to avoid peaches that feel spongy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say, like, if you want to get it to ripen, just leave it out. It'll ripen on your counter. But you're not a fan of refrigerating if it might be getting past time. Why is that?
Well, the refrigerator will buy you a couple of days and it will also keep mold at bay. But you lose a lot of the flavor. And so the thing with peaches is you have to pay attention. That's why you really want to think about what you want to do with them, because you can bring home this perfect peach and think, oh, I've got 2 or 3 days. And a day later, it can ripen very quickly. And so it's really best to leave them on the counter, but just keep your eye on them. And then I have a friend of mine that has that trick that she puts a cotton or linen cloth over the peaches. She puts them stem side down and she puts that cloth over the peaches. And she says that keeps the fruit flies away. I haven't tried that. Maybe some of you out there want to try that.
Boy, but we've got an ant problem in my kitchen right now. I mean, fresh fruit on the counter can cause problems. It's something to try.
It is something to try.
Yeah. Now, I asked you about a recipe for peaches, one that I wanted to hear you talk about, which was grilled peaches that I've heard about. I've never done it. How do you grill peaches?
Well, there's two ways that you can grill peaches. So one is that you would cut them in half and you would put them the halves side down on the grill. And you could put maybe a little bit of olive oil on the peach. But personally, I just like to do it on the grill without the olive oil and just until it gets some set grill marks. And then you take it off, and then, you can do like a beautiful recipe with, I think I sent you one for with goat cheese and stuff with basil. And another way to do it is if you have a skillet, like a cast iron skillet, you can slice the peaches. You can, add a little bit of butter and just, let the peaches, you don't have to flip them. Just wait until they caramelize a little bit.
Cheryl, does the caramelizing of the peach make it taste different?
I think obviously the butter gives. I think recurring theme. I think the butter and the caramelizing will give it a little bit of a sweeter taste.
And you were telling us, and this surprised me, that peaches are full of pesticides. Why is that? Do we know?
Well, peaches are one of the most heavily sprayed fruits that are out there. So in the Environmental Working Group, you know, in terms of the Dirty Dozen that are out there, it's in the top five. So interestingly enough, their studies say that 97% of all conventional peaches are sprayed. So it really pays to get peaches from a farmer that you know and talk to them about their growing practices.
Can you peel a peach or wash off a peach to get rid of the pesticides, or do they get inside, you know?
They get inside. Yeah. I mean, peaches have such thin and delicate skins, so you know, it's not like a banana peel. So it really pays to know your peach.
Cheryl Weiser, thanks for telling us about peaches.
Thanks for having me.
Cheryl Weiser from Cascade Fresh, and we're going to have these recipes up at our website, kuow.org.